views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, is a transformative hit show that will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Now here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you are listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Thanks for joining us as we explore our interconnected lives. Every Tuesday here on the Dr. Julie Show, we share some of the world's leading visionaries and experts helping you to explore your connection to self, spirit, nature, community, and all things working in the world. And speaking of what's working, imagine an organization of dedicated youth from around the world committed to standing up and protecting the earth, water, air, and atmosphere. Imagine empowering a generation of young environmental and social leaders by providing education, tools, and resources to become effective leaders in their communities, inspiring them to connect with their creative passion and take it into positive action. Imagine 22 Earth Guardian crews spreading from Boulder, Colorado to Brazil, New Mexico to Australia, Florida to France, and they even have a group in Togo, Africa that has over 500 members. And thousands more have joined them, Earth Guardians from around the globe. Imagine passionate children who have gotten harmful pesticides out of our parks. They've worked to get a ban on GMOs. They've helped to get bans and moratoriums on fracking. They've helped to get a fee on plastic bags. They've worked to help move a city towards a renewable infrastructure. And they've given presentations in schools, communities, gatherings, rallies, conferences, and events. And this list goes on and on and on. It takes a child to wake a village. And I am so happy to introduce one of my favorite persons on the planet today. So let's take a few deep breaths and bring our awareness into this moment as we connect with our guest. Chutetska Martinez is here to explore our connection with nature. This amazing and wise 13-year-old activist has an incredible resume with numerous awards, travel, media appearances, and even personal engagements at the White House, the UN Summit, and World Congress. Chutetska will guide us deeper into our connection with nature and why it matters to stand up and protect our earth. I'd like to welcome this special guest today. Hello, Chutetska.
Hey, excuse me. Hi, how you doing, Julie?
Hey, I'm good. I am so happy to have you back on the show again today.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be here. And actually, I just turned 14, so now every time I'm on your show, you're going to be saying the 14-year-old.
Oh, my gosh, this 14-year-old. When was your birthday?
May 9th.
May 9th. Well, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Yes, and you know what? 14 is amazing, and your whole career is amazing, and I'm going to talk about Earth Guardians, but let's tell the listeners on the show today, how old were you when you gave your first speech?
So when I first gave my first public speaking engagement was when I was 6 years old in downtown Boulder at a climate change rally, and I kind of talked about how it was really important for each of us to take responsibility, not blame it on government or the corporations and the factories or the cars, you know, because we were buying from the factories. And 6 years old was the first time I ever spoke publicly.
6 years old. And now today I get to happily share with our listeners that you have now done 2 TED Talks.
Yes, and I am getting close to my third one here in Boulder.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. What was that like for you?
It was really inspiring because the first TED Talk that I did was TEDx Mile High, and there were thousands of young people in the room. About 80% of the people there were young people, and there was like 2,000 to 4,000 people in the audience, and it was huge stage, amazing turnout, incredible video, and it was just really, really exciting and really amazing seeing how I could, you know, really impact these youth, how I could really help them learn a lot and see a lot and really hopefully make a difference in their lives and in the way that they think and relate not only to each other but to the earth. And but yeah, and also I think a really cool part is also seeing a lot of the other fresh new ideas that are out there, meeting a lot of the other incredible and innovative people that are also working to make a difference in the world and connecting with them and sharing stories and sharing ideas. And you know, for me, that's a huge highlight of TEDx as well. So I'm super stoked to do the next one as well. And just getting involved in that huge, you know, that TED world that is really a huge, like, global web of ideas that are really going to be the ideas of this next generation, the ideas that are going to change the world, the ideas that are going to move us forward. And, but yeah, I love it. I love it.
Well, we're going to talk a lot about your ideas of how to move this world forward and your ideas of what is really going to change our culture, change our thinking, change our way of being on the planet. And you have been busy stewarding the earth and raising awareness of this relationship with our environment and nature and making really positive changes locally, nationally, and globally. So let's start off by sharing a little bit. We have about 3 minutes here before our first break. Chetetska, tell our listeners about Earth Guardians and what is your mission?
Okay, so everybody out there, Earth Guardians is a local grassroots nonprofit organization led by youth that works on protecting the earth, the air, the water, and the atmosphere, so that our generation and those to follow will inherit a healthy, safe, sustainable planet. And, you know, it's really cool because not only are we doing a lot of local action, we're talking to our county commissioners, to our city councils, but also young people all over the world are connecting to their passions, are connecting to what they love to do, whether it's photography or, you know, social media or singing or rapping or dancing. They're connecting to what they love to do and using that passion, using that power that they have to make a difference in the world, in their community. And it's just really incredible seeing how much Earth Guardians has shifted and has grown in the last 3 years. Now we have Earth Guardian crews on 5 continents, and it's expanding a lot. And I would say that the overall goal of Earth Guardians is not to change the world, because, you know, I think that when we talk about changing the world, it could mean a lot of things, but I think the global goal of Earth Guardians is raising awareness globally and awakening the people of the earth. So instead of, you know, here we save the world, you should thank us. It's more of, you know, we must awaken everybody so together we can come together, we can be the leaders of this movement, and together we can collectively build a healthier, more sustainable planet, not only for our generation, not only for myself, but for every generation to come. And, you know, we're on our way.
Yes, you are, and you're doing it in big ways. And I love the model that you have with really empowering the youth to just really embody their gifts and turn that into that social activism. But the other important thing that I think is really cool is you're trying to inspire the change locally. It's just inspiring one individual at a time to do their part and to step up.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a really important part of Earth Guardians is just, you know, maybe we won't be the person out there speaking or going to the TED Talks, but we can make a difference and contribute towards building a better world with our everyday actions, with the way that we live our lives every day, which is incredible for, you know, everybody listening out there. And just think about that. You know, you don't have to go and you don't have to sue the government. You don't have to do a TED Talk. You don't have to be a speaker or a rapper, but you can make a difference by the actions that you choose to make every single day.
Oh, thank you for that. You know what? That is a perfect place to take a break, because I want to let our listeners know they need to come back to hear some of your most inspiring ideas and what they can do right there in their communities. They don't have to be a kid. to do this. So you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us a Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit I Am Energy.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. My guest today is Chutetsket Martinez with Earth Guardians. And Chutetsket, before we go into any more of the show, I want to make sure our listeners know how to find you. Do you want to give them your website?
Yeah, of course. So it's actually kind of exciting because we just redid our entire website, so it looks very nice. So our website is earthguardians.org, and again, earthguardians.org. And there you can find pictures, videos, information. You can find out how to contact us. Pretty much everything you're going to need there. And also our Facebook page, which is Earth Guardians, if you're on Facebook, Twitter as well, and Instagram. So, if you guys want to get in touch, we would love to share a lot of ideas with a lot of diverse minds that are out there.
Excellent. So you're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm going to remind our listeners of that later. But right now, you just did 2 TED Talks. You're getting ready for your third. And this is a great opportunity for you to practice. Tell our listeners, what is important for them? What are some of the good ideas? What can you say to inspire our listeners today?
So I definitely get asked this question a lot because I think a lot of time, like when it comes to, you know, talking about climate change in the mainstream, or, you know, our environmental crisis, which are the things that I generally focus on and the Earth Guardians likes to address, is, you know, we always hear about the bad news, about the tsunamis, about the typhoons, about the, you know, hurricanes that we're having in, you know, Denver and stuff like that. And one thing that isn't highlighted as much as I would like it to is is the good news? What is happening on the planet that is positive, that is making a difference? And it's amazing because, you know, no matter where you are in the world, there are always going to be problems. And therefore, wherever you are in the world, there are going to be people, there are going to be communities, there are going to be groups that are rising up to face those problems. And I think that that is incredible. And, you know, to a certain extent, it's kind of sad that it takes, you know, a crisis to get the people to mobilize and to make a difference. But I think it's amazing because these issues are bringing the world together like we have never seen this before. And, you know, for everybody listening today, that a lot of people I've seen that, you know, don't have hope about climate change, that don't have hope that we can do anything to stop it, or, you know, flat out don't believe in climate change. And if you don't, then look at our climate crisis, our environmental crisis, I meant to say. You know, we're losing species every day. Our forests are being cut down because of human destruction. You know, we're blowing apart our mountains. We're poisoning our waters and our airs with chemicals. And we have to realize that each and every one of us has to do our own part, and there's always going to be young people. There's always going to be amazing leaders in our community that we just have to connect to, because as one person, you can make an incredible difference. But as a community, as a family, as a group, you can change the world.
Mm. So for our listeners that are out there, if you could inspire every listener to just do one simple thing, what would it be?
I'd like to say that the first step towards action is education. And I feel like that's really, really important. And, you know, anywhere in your life, if you're going to address a problem, you have to know about it. You have to know the problem, and then also you have to know what to do about it. And I think, I can't address exactly the problems in every single person's community that is listening to this. I would be here for days and days. But what I can tell you is the water you use. And there's a lot of simple things, but, you know, I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give suggestions. I'm here to hopefully pass on information, you know, to tell my stories. And then within yourselves, you have to educate yourself. You have to empower yourself. Then you have to take action. And, you know, it starts wherever you want to start. And I think the first step is education.
Mm. And you do a lot of education. You do a lot of speaking. And one of your gifts is educating through your music. Can you talk to us about your music? What are you doing out there?
Yeah, so I think it's incredible because when it comes to music, no matter where you're from or what language you speak, I think a lot of people can connect to music, to a chord, to a note, to, you know, a drum beat, and people can feel it. And so we, the Earth Guardians, use environmental and conscious hip-hop and, you know, rap to help educate young audiences, especially because, you know, a lot of young people out there are listening hip-hop rap music, but a lot of it doesn't have a conscious message. So we're trying to bring a conscious message through something mainstream that people are going to want to listen to. And it's really exciting because, you know, we've written a lot of songs. We've performed all over the world at the New Earth concert in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, at different festivals in Australia. And, you know, we recorded an album, you know, a few years back. And, you know, just now we are redoing our entire album. We're remaking all the beats so they're our own. We're re-recording all of our vocals, and that's what I've been spending most of my days this last couple weeks doing. This is going to be very professional, very, very good. It's going to be a huge diversity of music, whether you're into hip-hop or rap or, you know, funk. There's a lot of, like, funky beats and really awesome grooves in there. So, check out our website, and we will definitely be having a huge online release. And also, if you're in Colorado, if you're in the Boulder area, you know, come look us up and grab a CD and, you know, this new album is going to be really amazing, and it's going to have a lot of incredible songs, a lot of incredible lyrics, and it's going to make you want to take action. And that maybe could be your empowerment step. That's the way that you get inspired. You know, now I have all this information in my head. I have to be inspired in order to take action as well. So, yeah, that's really exciting. So check out our website, earthguardians.org, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and, you know, stay tuned for this new album coming out, because that's a huge, really exciting step forward for Earth Guardians.
Yeah, it is. Do you have an anticipated date of the release?
Sorry, I dropped my phone.
That's okay. Do you have an anticipated date for the release of the new CD?
Yes, so we are going to be releasing it around the end of June. So I'm assuming like around the 27th of June is around when we're going to have it done. We're going to mix and master it over the next few weeks, and we will have it out there as soon as we get it done.
Excellent. So they can check your website out and watch for that. And I know on your website also you have some music videos there. There's a really nice professional one on there. Plus all the other appearances. They can see you performing in a lot of different venues just right there with all of the different media that's going on the website.
Yeah, definitely. So guys, like, please check that out as well, because we have two music videos done. And HBO Television is releasing a professionally done music video called of our song "Be the Change." It's going to come out any week and in the next few weeks. So you know, stay tuned for that too. There's a lot of really exciting media, videos, pictures, information on our website. So if you want to get in touch with us, if you want to see and learn more about what we're doing, go to EarthGuardians.org or our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram as well. Has more information.
Excellent. Hey, Chutetska, what? One inspiring thing. What's the most inspiring thing that you're seeing in some of the other Earth Guardian chapters around the world? What are other kids doing?
So, definitely one of the most exciting, inspiring projects that we're working on globally, that other groups around the world are taking action, is the Protect Our Future campaign. So, the beginning of this year, in the spring, we launched this campaign called the Protect Our Future campaign. And what it was is young people all over the world, we were organizing events around the different times of year. So we had an event for the spring that was called Protect Our Earth. That's the first one we did, and we did a global tree planting. We planted over 5,000 trees in 20 countries. Around 30 different groups planted trees in their communities. And so then this summer we're also going to do a Protect Our Water. And what excites me about the Protect Our Water is that our group in Togo, Africa, they're going to be heading it up, because in Africa, they have a lot of water issues, whether it's floods, droughts, or, you know, lack of clean drinking water. And so I think it's exciting, because in every community, there's a different issue when it comes to water, whether it's, you know, floods, droughts, rain, contaminated water, contaminated oceans. So I think Protect Our Water this summer is going to be very exciting. And we're going to pull in a lot more people with this one. So definitely that's probably one of the most exciting things that's happening when it comes to other groups internationally taking the lead in this campaign. So I'm really stoked for that. And, invite you guys to learn more about it and get involved, organize an event in your community.
You know what? That's a great idea. And, you know, Unify is doing a whole Love Water campaign. And so it's perfect timing with everybody and the consciousness of really looking at what's going on with our earth and water and what have you. And so that's really cool.
Yeah.
The fall campaign going to be then?
The fall is going to be Protect Our Air. Mm-hmm. We haven't decided a candidate or an Earth Guardian group that is going to head up that one. Winter is going to be Protect Our Climate. So this should all be pretty exciting events. And I was just going to say that we're actually possibly looking at partnering with Unify for this Protect Our Water. And also I'm really good friends with Takaya Blaney, who did the incredibly done Unify Water video, which was just totally astounding. So,
You know, I will agree with you. That video is really, really amazing. It is so aesthetically beautiful and evocative and a very powerful, powerful message. Well, we need to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk lots more on what you can do right in your own neighborhood. We're talking with Chutetska Martinez from Earth Guardians, and this is the Dr. Julie Show. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Today we have Chitetska Martinez here with Earth Guardians, and we've been talking about a little bit about everything and what you can do in your community. And Chitetska, I think one of the important things that you have been working on is the fracking. And for our listeners that may not know, can you explain what fracking is and why should they be concerned?
Yeah, of course. So, It sounds like I have a pretty diverse audience, which is awesome, and you know I love diversity in everything that I do. But you know it depends on where you are, how much fracking is impacting you. So for those of you that don't know what it is a form of natural gas extraction where they use millions of gallons of fresh, clean drinking water. Then they combine it with toxic chemicals. And sand, and then they pump it into the ground at high pressures to crack the shale really, really deep down. And it releases the natural gas, which then comes up a pipe, and then they store it, they produce it, and they turn it into energy. And so the problem with that is the impact that it has on the local communities. And so, you know, I'm sure that there's probably going to be people on this conference call that are pro-fracking, or on this listening to this radio show that are pro-fracking. And it's definitely a very controversial issue, and a lot of people, you know, the industry is very powerful when it comes to influencing people, and they have a lot of, you know, they have a lot of commercials out there that tell you that it's safe, that it doesn't impact health, and, you know, I've seen firsthand that people in my community, friends that I know, family, young kids, that are directly impacted by fracking. They have breathing disorders. Their noses bleed. And, you know, all of a sudden, these families that I know are getting sick. Their kids are getting sick. They're finding tumors in their lungs after, you know, the industry moves in. And it's really, really sad because it's impacting us a lot here in Colorado. We have over 50,000 wells active that are actively producing natural gas in Colorado. The industry plans to drill another 100,000 wells. And it's just really challenging, you know, being in a state where a lot of people aren't aware about it. A lot of people don't know about the impacts of fracking. A lot of people don't know these families who are directly being affected. And, you know, the problem is when they drill a well, it's not staying in this borehole. I mean, it's incredible because all of the facts, all of the information, all of the science that I have has been directly data mined from the beta database of the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. So, you know, all the information that I have is directly from the state of Colorado directly from the industry. And, you know, I'd definitely be happy to answer any questions. If anybody has any questions, you know, check out our website. Send us an email, messages on Facebook. If you guys want to have a conversation about it, there's definitely a lot to know and just a lot of impacts when it comes to water, when it comes to air, when it comes to, you know, animals and agricultural land, and people are losing their houses because, you know, they're not worth anything when they're in a community that is being poisoned by the natural gas industry. So, yeah, I definitely have a lot of information. I was trained by one of the foremost fracking experts in the country to give presentations, and so I am very, very packed with knowledge when it comes to fracking. So please let me know via email or Facebook or whatever if you have any questions about that.
And well, that's it definitely a good invitation. Because like you said, the first step is about informing ourselves and really learning. So thanks for that invitation to our listeners. Mm-hmm. I hope someone takes you up on that. So I want to turn the topic just for a second. And I want you to imagine, Chutetsgut, that we have successfully shifted our consciousness and we've made all of these changes on our planet, and imagining and visioning our future in whatever utopia that might be, what would our world look like? What can you imagine for your future and your children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren's future? What do you imagine?
That's definitely a very loaded question, because it's definitely far off. Our goals for, you know, building a more sustainable planet is definitely, you know, it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of time. And I don't know, kind of just like a vision that I have for a world that I want to create, a world I want to leave to my children, my grandchildren, my great-great-great-grandchildren, and, you know, so on and so forth, that a world where people value each other, where people value nature, where people see the importance of connection to the natural world, where, you know, we're not looking at the earth as a tool, as a resource, but we really see the Mother Earth, we see nature as our home, as our playground, as our garden. And, you know, I really see a world where everybody is so much more interconnected and more in touch with the natural world. We're more in touch with each other as humans as well. We know how to relate to each other. We know how to solve conflict. We know how to work together, and where, you know, people are, you know, we value people, not possessions, you know. And I don't know, it's really sad seeing the destruction that's happening to ecosystems all over the planet. And what I really see huge is that, you know, people all over the world standing up and repairing the damage that we've done, not only, you know, for ourselves, not only so we don't have to inherit a messed up planet, but for you know, the plants and the animals and you know, all the beings out there that have, you know, been very, very mistreated because of our greed and our consumption. And, you know, I don't want to change the world. I want humanity to change. I want the way that we think, I want our consciousness to shift so that then we can build a more healthy, sustainable, just planet. We can clean up our mess and leave a better world to the next generation than the way that we found it.
That's a beautiful vision. You know, on this show, we talk a lot about co-creation and being a co-creator. Are you familiar with that term?
Yes, I am.
Can you talk a little bit about what co-creation means to you? How would you define it? And how would you inspire our audience to really understand and educate themselves about co-creation?
I think it could mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And I definitely, you know, don't want to put words in other people's mouths, but, you know, for me, what co-creation means is, you know, I see a lot of it, you know, when it comes to, you know, big foundations giving money to, or, you know, funds to communities in Africa or in India or in third world countries, and, you know, feeding poor people and, you know, feeding homeless people. And, you know, you can go and you can give an entire community that doesn't have access to clean water, you can supply them with potable water. Or you can work with that community to build a sustainable infrastructure where you are helping them and you are making it so they can sustain themselves. You're not going and you're not giving them money, you're not going and giving them clean water, but you are showing them how to do it for themselves. And that's what co-creation means for me, is, you know, working together with other people to build, to create, to make a better world, and to find solutions, and not just solutions, you know, as, you know, giving people money, but solutions of showing people how to make money, how to get a job in, you know, sustainable energy development. And there's different things like that. Instead of, you know, solving people's problems, working together with that community, with that person, with that country, working together to address the problems. And, you know, for me, co-creation means it's not, you know, one person's idea or one person's vision that everybody else is falling behind. It's something that, you know, we create, that we build, that we dream, that we vision together. And through that, each and every one of us has our own unique skill, talent, part to play in bringing forth that idea, that vision, creating that community that we all want. And, you know, for me, that is what co-creation means.
Mm. Thank you. What a unique perspective when you put it immediately into the big picture and address the issues on the planet. And I love that. It's like, don't give them a fish, teach them how to fish. And what a powerful example that is of co-creation. I love that. Well, if you like what you're hearing and you're inspired and you have someone young in your family, your child or your grandchild or your neighbor or you yourself are a youth and you're inspired and want to get involved, we have a very special project to talk about coming up. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, more with Chutetska Martinez from Earth Guardians. Stay with us.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Hi, this is Greg Braden. The best minds of our time tell us that our world is changing in ways that we've never seen. It's happening on a scale that we're not used to, and for most of us, it's all faster than we've been prepared to accept. In my new book, The Turning Point, Creating Resilience in a Time of Extremes, I invite you to join me as together we discover the roots of the change that's transforming our lives. There is a time when every crisis can become transformation. That time is called The Turning Point. In our world, that time is right now.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. My guest today has been Chutetska Martinez with Earth Guardians. And I just want to let you all know, if you want to share this show with someone, a friend, family member, all the archives, you can find them on thedrjulieshow.com. That's thedrjulieshow.com. And stay connected all week on our Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie. So here we are talking with Chutetska, and there's some really amazing things coming up. So I want to remind you to check the website, and that is earthguardians.org, and follow them for the album release and other things coming up. And Chutetska, something special is coming up in June for 11 to 17-year-olds, or excuse me, in July. July 20th through the 26th, you have a Preparing Youth as Leaders for a Sustainable Future week-long summer camp at Hummingbird Community. Is that true?
That is very true and very, very exciting.
Oh, tell us about it. What is it? What do you do? How do you spend your days? Tell us more about it.
Yeah, so we definitely got a lot of requests and a lot of question from, different parents, different teachers, different adults, different young people as well, And every single day we're getting emails, we're getting letters and Facebook messages, how can I start a group in my own community? And so I think one of the biggest focuses of the camp is really giving young people the tools and the resources that they need to become strong young activists, and to, if it's what they're inspired to do, or to help start an Earth Guardian crew in their community, in their home. So that's one of the main focuses of the camp, is to give young people the resources and tools that they need to build their own Earth Guardian crew. And it's going to be really cool because we're having a lot of awesome speakers, a lot of awesome people that are going to be here and presenting and showing us different stuff. We're going to do a lot of really cool ropes course, different types of activities. We're going to be giving Earth Guardian presentations and showing you, what it means to be an activist and what steps we have to take in our own lives to make a difference. We're going to be doing, a co-creative, using that word, a co-creative art project. And, we're going to be doing, different survival skills as well, and spending a lot of time in nature. And we're going to be in Hummingbird Ranch, New Mexico. And it's really, really cool because it's an amazing, very unique piece of land that is very, very beautiful and has a lot of rivers. And, it's also an incredible opportunity for young people, like-minded young people to connect. And, a place where we can go, where we can be with people that are like us, be with people that are inspired. And if you're not like us, and if you're inspired still, and you still want to, make a difference, and you still want to take part, then, I really, really encourage you to go online and register. And, there's just going to be a lot of really fun, really cool things. And we definitely do have scholarship funds available for young people when it comes to, traveling and different things like that. If you live in Ohio or New York or whatever. But definitely, if you are interested, let us know. Go on our Facebook page, Twitter, anything like that, and go onto our website. Get in touch with us, and find out more about it. Have your kids, your grandkids, if they're excited about it, have them sign up. And I bet you by the time they come back, they're going to be even more confident, outspoken, powerful young leaders than they were when they went in there. So I'm really excited to be there as someone who's learning. As someone who's going to be also, myself, learning from a lot of amazing young people and taking a lot away from it, also the facilitator, too. So that
nice.
Is very, very exciting.
So, they are wanting to start their own crew of Earth Guardians, whether they want to start their own little organization, or whether they're just an aspiring leader that really cares about a sustainable future, it doesn't matter, does it?
It does not at all. And It's really cool because, maybe you don't even know that you want to be an activist yet, or that you want to be a leader yet. And maybe this can be your place where you go and you find out that you love it, that you want to connect to the earth, that you are passionate about protecting nature. And, we're just really here to offer everything that we have, our tools, our resources, our information, to really help people become stronger, more outspoken, and really help them realize that we have to start taking the leadership role. Whether you're interested in starting an Earth Guardian crew, or whether you just want to go and speculate and see and meet other cool young people that are your age and that are into the same kind of stuff. So, Yeah, definitely you do not have to come and learn how to set up an Earth Guardian group. that's definitely an option if you are really into that as well.
Yeah, and so it's July 20th through the 26th. And I imagine you are going to be helping these young people also identify their natural gifts and abilities and what they can do to really express themselves in the world and share.
Definitely. We're thinking about doing some kind of like talent show, not really like a talent show, but a night where we could do like music or we can do like dancing and, you know, have people that are like connecting to their passion. They can come, they can play instruments. And, I don't know, kind of just like a music, like a fun music night as well. Because I know that definitely a lot of young people are very connected to music. And if you're not, then, you know, maybe that's going to be an opportunity for you to experiment with. But there's definitely going to be a lot of really fun stuff.
So who are some of your other speakers?
I don't know the full names of all these people. But you can find out all of this information on the Earth Guardian website. And, you know, you go on, you're going to see pretty much right there that the link to the Earth Guardian Camp and our flyer. So you can go on there to find out all of this information. Of course you're going to want to know logistics, like where you're going to stay and stuff like that. So, yeah, please check it out on our website. It's just definitely a very exciting, fun opportunity for a lot of young people.
Excellent. And that is earthguardians.org. Now, Chutetska, we just have a few more minutes left, and I have always wanted to ask you this. And you are busy, and every time I see you, you're either in an amazing video, giving a presentation, in a rally. I've seen you in a lot of different capacities. What do you do when you take off your activist hat and just want to be a kid? What do you do?
That's, you know, I actually get that question a lot, and, you know, a lot of times people worry about me, like, oh, is he being a kid? You know, are you finding time to play with your friends and stuff like that? And, it's interesting because, you know, being an activist, you know, I love to do it, and it's a huge part of who I am. It's a huge part of my life, but also I love to just, like, cut loose and be a kid and mess around with my friends and go, and I love to play sports. I'm super athletic, and, you know, I like to go and play soccer and, you know, jump on my trampoline and hang out. And but also I'm also just recently gotten very serious about dancing, about hip-hop, and I do that about 10 hours a week, and over the summer I'm going to be doing it about 6 to 8 hours a day, once I get back, and not including during the summer camp, of course. But, I also have really connected to dancing, and also, you know, I'm a musician. I'm a classical pianist, composer, and I do a lot of that, too, and I'm also a producer. So, you know, I make beats and, produce different, producing an album right now with an awesome friend of mine named Joe Allen, and, but I definitely do have time to hang out and be a kid and hang out with my friends and go swimming. And, you know, I'm going to Hawaii for 3 weeks starting on Thursday. So, yeah, it'll give me some time to cut loose and really enjoy life while it's coming. But also activism is a huge part of who I am, and I'm not going to stop.
Yeah, I think you live and breathe that, don't you?
For sure.
Hey, how do you ever get to just be with the classical pianist that you are? Do you ever play for people? What do you do with that?
So it's been interesting because I've been actually incorporating, like, you know, I'm very humble, so I don't like to say that I'm like a really good pianist, but I use like my skill as you know, playing piano with like keyboard as well, and that's how I produce a lot of my music. But also I did put out an album once of all my classical piano pieces. That, you know, was out there. It's kind of old, and I haven't actually been doing as much classical piano as I would like to, being busy with a lot of other stuff, but definitely something that I do love to pursue, that I want to pursue even more than I am now.
Well, I love that you are humble, and I love that you are so talented, and yet I love your message that we are all talented. Every child has gifts. Every adult has gifts to share and to share in service for the whole. And so, Chutetska, thank you so much for being with us today. Your message is so important, and I just hope everybody checks out all the different things going on at earthguardians.org. Thank you, Chutetska.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be here today.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to the HBO project. I'm looking forward to the Protect Our Future campaign, the water for summer, and I'm looking forward to the release of your CD, and I want to hear more about this camp after it's done, but I think I'm going to go to Hummingbird myself, so I'm going to check up on you. So thank you again for being with us. Friends, Make connection your intention and live into your wholeness. Stay with us next week. We have more amazing guests coming up with the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. See you then. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit artiehoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you, but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients. Visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us to book your private intuitive healing session with Christy.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
Feel happiness is just beyond your grasp? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy Borst, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668 and visit jenniferfarmer.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.